Right, you have a... It's not that late, is it? Not for you, anyway. Right, shall I help you with your glasses?
No.
That's right, because you don't have to break your school uniforms, anyway. Arms up. Whoa.
But then you bottom.
Thomas.
Then you Willis. Then you Nickers. I smell of pancakes.
Your socks smell of pancakes? Whoa, I don't think I'd fancy eating pancakes that smell like that.
Nice.
Oh.
Mum, look at that.
Sorry, Billy, what are you doing? Drawing your socks? Let me have a look at your arm. What's happened there?
Nothing.
What do you mean nothing? Have you had a little graze?
Yeah.
Somebody, are you throwing your socks and put them in? Why are you doing that?
I like it.
So you have to do the wash basin now.
So wet.
Not surprised. What's this thing called?
Throwing poo.
Slug the sock?
Yeah. If it goes on that glass, it's the winner.
If it goes on the glass door at the top?
Yeah.
The glass window at the top of the door. Oh.
Mummy, no, it's that winch.
Are you alright? You fell over then. Did that not hurt?
It just hurt there.
I bet it did.
This is going to do it, Mum. Ready for that when it goes up there?
It didn't actually hit the glass, did it?
You're not allowed to clap when it goes on that top glass. No.
No, didn't quite reach, did it?
Nearly.
No. It's going to sink again. No. I think you perhaps need to stand a little further back. Okay, now have a go.
Mummy, look at it.
Yes, I'm watching. No. No.
I'm pooing.
Hey, don't say that. I've heard of basketball, but I've not heard of slog the sock.
Is it going in that picture clap?
No. Shall I have a go?
Okay.
Okay. Right, we're playing slog the sock in the bathroom. Ah!
Yeah!
I got the glass at the top. Careful.
If I stand on you, I could get...
If you stand on me... No, I think it's a bit dangerous, don't you?
Oh, no, it isn't.
Oh, we've got a bare body here. Come bare Thomas. Come on, then.
I haven't done it yet.
I know you haven't done it yet.
Mummy, look at that glass.
Oh, well done.
That's why I wanted to do it.
Okay, well, just move that because you're going to slip on those claps on the floor.
I just slipped on this thing. The things when you came, I went like this.
On Lynn's things? What things are those?
Mat.
Lynn's mat?
Yeah. She was spread out on the floor and I went...
Oh dear. Whereabouts upstairs or in the kitchen?
In the kitchen.
Did you do it yourself?
Yeah.
Did you?
Mate. Climb on,
No. Did you cry when you fell?
No. What, Mummy?
You can sit, but you're not climbing, you're not standing on me. No, it hurts too much, Tom.
Oh. This is going to do it.
Is it?
I love it.
You love it? Big mess part.
Yeah, I'm going to start on you.
So where did you hurt yourself when you fell in Lynn's kitchen?
It's better now. I don't know now.
You can't remember now. Did he cry?
No.
Did she ask you if you were all right?
No.
Did she know you'd fallen?
No.
You should always tell somebody if you have an accident, you know.
Yeah, but I don't know if...
Don't jump about. You don't know what.
I don't know if she just will.
No, I don't want you doing that. It's hurting my neck, Thomas. No,
I'm doing something.
No, it is hurting my neck.
It's the last one.
Yeah, but you don't pull my neck like that. It hurts.
I got two of them.
Oh, very good. You did do it that time, didn't you? Just get down there, please. Okay, get in this pan now before the water. Oh, I'm not away first.
No, Mum. I'm going to try if I can throw a sock in there.
All right, and then you must go to the toilet before this. Oh, rubbish. You're throwing the sock and I'm trying to catch it in a plastic beak. Way! That was more that was more putting it in than throwing it, wasn't it? No, right, I'm not throwing that now, Thomas. It's wet. Right, have a wee, please, and go in the bath. No, not have a wee.
I want a wee.
Come on, please, before you. Come on, try before you get in the bath.
No.
You sure?
No.
Right, let me put you in. There we go. How's that? What's she playing with now?
The squirter.
The squirter. This is a little thing that when you squeeze it, it sucks up water. And then you fire it. It isn't a water gun, is it?
Yeah.
It belongs to a toy, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's that Buzz Lightyear thing.
Oh, the Buzz Lightyear thing, yes. Well, Holly gave you that.
Next time, can I have it just the thing who holds it?
Well, I was just thinking, do we know where the whole toy is?
I don't know. Toy.
You'd like the whole toy?
No.
You'd like the whole toy?
Yeah.
I don't know where it is actually, Thomas.
Not yet. Not today.
Not today, another day.
No.
Okay, that's alright.
Just wondering when it's Christmas.
Christmas? Well, you've a long time to wait then.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want your lifeboat as well?
Lifeboat? Yes.
Yeah. And what about the other boat with the teddy?
No sense.
No, you don't want that. Okay. Right, I made a cup of coffee, so I'm going to sit and watch you have your bath.
Mummy, yes, if I get bored, do you want to play with this?
If I get bored, do I want to play with that? Well, I will do, yes. It's a lifeboat, isn't it? But it's
Mummy,
not.
I'm another squirt.
Oh, what's that?
A bug.
Oh, a bug. That's right. This is a beetle or something like a beetle, isn't it? And you can fill that with water as well, can't you? And squirt that. Not up there, though.
Can't do it.
Just squirt it back into the bath water. Well, yes, or onto yourself.
Mummy, I squirt it. If there's something to an animal to drink.
Pardon?
Water. If the shark. I got water in here.
Have you?
Oh,
and I said it's a lifeboat, so I don't know what sort of boat this is, really. It could be something like a naval ship, because look.
Is it a lifeboat?
Well, I thought it was, but if you're giving me this to play with, this is an aeroplane. And it could be an aircraft carrier, couldn't it? It's big enough to have an aircraft on board. What was that?
You know when somebody wants a drink of water in the babbling seas?
When somebody wants a drink of water in the babbling seas?
Yeah.
Yes.
I squirt water.
Do you?
Yeah.
So when somebody wants a drink in the middle of the ocean, you say, open your mouth and you squirt your water jet into the mouth, do you?
Yeah.
So is it fresh water, not sea water?
Fresh water.
Oh, fresh water, that sounds good.
You want a little taste?
No, thank you. I think I'll stick with my cup of coffee. Well, thank you for asking, that's kind of you. I think you're all right, thank you very much.
I'm turning around, look. Over there. Mixer over there, you want to work over there.
Is he? That's right, the mixer from... building set. She's got a little face on it, hasn't she? Do you think he's a person watching a drink?
Yeah.
And what about the duck?
He doesn't want to drink.
Does he not?
No.
Right, we've got all the Teletubbies here, look. We've got all the Teletubbies in Dipsy's hat. Do you think they might want to drink?
I don't know.
Well, let's sit them on this little sponge. Who's first?
This one can fly.
Can it?
Yeah, it can.
There's Tinky Winky, there's Dipsy. Who's next? Lala. Oops, a day. Quick rescue. Dipsy's in the water. Oh, Po's in the water. Po's jumped in to rescue Dipsy.
No, I'm the lifeboat.
Have you rescued them? Oops! Dipsy's gone straight back in. Oh, that's right. Are they having a lie down now in the hospital? There we are. They look quite funny, don't they, those two? Giving Lala a little wash.
No.
Is it a wash or is it a drink you're giving?
A drink.
A drink, right. Well, Dipsy and Po, I think, are in the hospital or lying down.
I can screw it.
They need a drink, don't they? I think they need Lucozade, not water, if they're in the hospital, don't you? Give them some energy and make them feel a little bit better. Be careful now, Tom, with that.
This is a lifeboat. Actually, I don't need the squirter.
You don't need the squirter, don't you? Okay.
But it's big life.
And what's the lifeboat going to do now?
If there's me in trouble, it hoots its horn to say, "Get out of the way!" And then it zooms off like this. Get out of the way! Woo woo!
So if anybody's in trouble, he hoots his horn and tells them to get out of the way.
Mm.
Well, surely if anybody's in trouble, he should approach them gently and help them, shouldn't he?
He's got a crane. He can go, mmm.
Where's his crane?
It's here at the end.
At the end, oh right. And what does it do?
It carries people up and then throws it down there and down there.
Lowers them down there. Mm. And what's inside the lifeboat? Is there a nice warm bed for people that it's rescued out of the sea?
If you go down there, open that lid,
yeah,
you'll fall on the bed.
Will you?
Yeah.
Think yourself, if you'd just been rescued from the sea, you'd be cold and wet, wouldn't you?
Mm.
Do you think it might be nicer to have a nice warm bath like you're having now? Rescue them from the sea, give them a nice warm bath, and then wrap them up in a fluffy towel, dry them, put them in warm pyjamas, and put them into a nice bed with a hot water bottle and a nice warm drink. Does that sound like the sort of...
I don't do drinks.
You don't do drinks? Oh. So if they want a drink, they just get water squirted out them, do they?
Yeah.
Yeah? Even if they've been in the sea for a long time, they're cold and wet.
And they want to drink.
They can, but they get it squirted at them.
If they drizzle all down them, one of the captains will say, "There you go, a nice towel."
Oh, I see. So if you squirt the water and it drizzles down and dribbles down them, one of the captains gives them a nice fluffy towel.
Or me.
Yes. Would it not be easier just...
Somebody's in trouble.
Who's in trouble?
Dipsy and Po.
Dipsy and Po. Would it not just be kinder to give them a nice warm drink in a cup?
No. Woo!
Dear, I think Dipsy's all right because he's floating on his back, but Po's lying face down. I think you'd better rescue her first. Oh, well, she seems to have come round nicely. It can fly.
Mm-hmm.
Where's it flying to?
It just goes up if they can't walk.
Pardon?
It can fly if they can't walk.
Oh, I see. So to get them out of the sea and to bring them up to land, it flies.
Yeah.
It sounds like chitty-chitty bang-bang, the car.
Pardon?
It sounds like chitty-chitty bang-bang. That's a car that can fly. That car doesn't get stuck in traffic jams. It can be tootling down the road, and there's a traffic jam ahead, and it just puts out its wings and flies up in the air. Flies right across all the people queuing. Is that what your boat's doing?
Yep.
Woo! That must mean somebody's in trouble.
No, that when you go woo, means it's get out of the way because it's parking up.
It's parking up.
Woo! That little boat.
Oh, that's a nice little boat.
He's waving his hand because he's going near the rocks. Woo! Woo!
So you need to rescue him quick before he gets stuck on the rocks. And you better watch out for icebergs as well, Thomas.
There's a lot of Christmas.
Pardon?
This is not Christmas.
It's not Christmas. You don't think there's any icebergs and it's not
Christmas. I can go on the rocks.
Can you?
I won't get stuck. Because I can fly. If I get stuck, yeah. I can fly out.
That's right. If you get stuck on the rocks, you can fly straight back out into the ocean, can't you?
I'm stuck.
Oh gosh, you are clever. Lala looks like he's about to fall, or she's about to fall. That's right. Here she is. Oh, straight onto the lifeboat. How nice. Oh, and the lifeboat's flown. Looks like Dipsy's about to fall. Not Dipsy. Tinky Winky.
No, I'm gonna put him here at the hospital.
Oh, is he visiting the others? Mm-hmm. Is he going to see how Poe and Dipsy and Lala are after falling in the water? Do you think he's taking them some grapes to the hospital?
Yeah.
Some chocolates?
Yeah.
And some Lucozade. Mm. And a card?
Yeah. And some strawberries.
Some strawberries. Well, that should cheer them up, shouldn't it? Mm. Very nice. Woo-hoo! What's happening now?
If it goes choo-choo, it means there's two men in trouble or two ladies.
Right, two people in trouble over there. In the red and the blue boat?
Stick to me because I'm the destination holder.
Pardon?
Stick to me because I built it, this.
You built? You built it?
Yeah.
What did you build?
This.
Oh, right.
It's my home.
It's your home?
Is there anybody in trouble?
Well, there seems to be two boats behind you.
Which colour?
Oh, Tinky Winky's coming back to the hospital. And oops. Lala's falling in the water. Tinky's in the water. Dipsy. Poe. Oh, they're all falling in the water. Oh, now there's a big disaster. The aeroplane has crashed into the sea.
He can fly.
Can he fly out? What if there are people inside trapped?
No, he can fly because look.
Mm. Oh, yes. The Teletubbies don't look very well at the side of the bath. Do they? They look like they've all fallen out of the aeroplane. Oops.
Going home.
But what about the Teletubbies? They don't look at all well, Thomas.
Just leave them.
Just leave them? Does that mean he's realised and he's going back for them?
No, because look. Woo-woo! Now this big lifeboat is sinking underwater.
Oh no.
Woo! And it can go up and down if it wants.
So the lifeboat itself's in trouble now?
No. Look, what
it's
going to do in it.
See the job it can fly. It looks like a fish darting in and out of the water. Isn't it? Is your water still warm enough?
Yeah.
Doesn't feel all that hot now, love. I don't want you getting cold. Oh, he's like a submarine, Thomas.
What is?
He's like a submarine.
Where?
Well, submarines stay underwater, don't they? And then when they come to the surface, they come up with a big... like a whale or a shark coming up. Have you not seen pictures of submarines on the television?
No.
No? When they make funny noises, they sort of go... whoop, whoop, whoop. Are you laughing at me? Pretending to be a submarine? Mm. What do they do?
Boop,
boop, boop. Boop, boop, boop. And then they come up to the surface and go, boop, boop. No, they don't really laugh at me being silly. Boop. Well, I'd like to see who's next, a picture of the submarine on the news or on the television. We'll have to watch it. Submarine, that sounds like a noisy boy playing with his boat in the back.
It was me, the big lifeboat.
Oh, right. And what colour's the big lifeboat?
Red, white, blue. If you see one of my patterns, you know who it is. A big lifeboat.
I will.
Ooh.
I think that's Thomas Sykes' lifeboat.
Ooh. That frightened you? It thought...
Was it very loud?
And it thought... It nearly made me fall in the water.
Did it? Was it so loud?
Yeah.
What did it do?
And it's...
Woo! Goodness me, that's loud.
And it thought...
And what was it doing? Loading up all the things to go to island?
Yeah.
What sort of things did you see being loaded onto the ship?
Rocks.
You actually saw big lorries that we see on the motorway?
Yeah.
Being loaded onto a boat?
Mm.
You could take them across the sea?
Yeah.
And how many lorries did you see?
52.
52 lorries on a boat?
You know, talking about boats, this one carries people and cars or ships.
Does it? Carries people, cars or ships? I don't think you get many ships on a ship, do you?
Yes, you can. Look how big it is.
Yes.
And this one can fly.
I went on a very big ferry once. It was somewhere near Glasgow. I can't even remember where we were going to. Oh, I've never seen anything like it, Thomas. There were cars. You wouldn't believe how many cars they parked on the ship.
How?
Well, it was just like being in a multi-storey car park, but it was inside a ship. Absolutely fabulous.
Look at this.
Oh gosh, is he still able to fly?
Can. Look, it's like a space rocking out. Get it off!
Oh, it's like a space rocket. It even looks like a space rocket with as the water drips off the boat as you're tipping it in the air. It looks like steam or smoke coming out of the bottom of the space rocket, doesn't it?
No, it's a space rocket, but it looks it's a ship, but it can be a space rocket. But the drips are fire.
The drips are fire, that's what I said. It looks like smoke, doesn't it?
So don't touch it or it will burn you.
I'll try not. I'll remember that. And where's the space rocket going to?
Mm. flying round the moon.
Is it? And is there anybody on board?
Captain.
The captain of the ship, ending up going to the moon. Goodness me, he leads an exciting life, doesn't he? Back into the sea where he belongs. He looks like a submarine now going underneath the water. What did we see when we were at York Station? It also goes underwater.
Eurostar.
The Eurostar. Doesn't actually go underwater, but it goes through a tunnel.
I know.
It's surrounded by water, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And what colour was the Eurostar?
I don't know now.
Can you not remember?
No.
Yellow and white?
And blue.
Did it have blue on it?
Yeah.
Did it?
It's all blue. Oh, look at that!
Oh dear, he's come under water. He's come out without some of his
roof. Look, dries like that because. Can you mind? When they want to jump in like this, I want to sleep. Wow! And jump just in.
So when somebody wants to go to sleep, they take the entire roof off the boat. Well, surely the Teletubbies can have a little ride in that boat now,
couldn't they? Why not? I haven't got any passengers.
No, so the Teletubbies would be ideal. They're about the right size, aren't they? And they look as if they're in need of a lift.
Look, she's under the captain.
Oh, right. Very nice.
Look.
They'd be nice and snug in there, wouldn't they? They look like stowaways on the boat. People hiding. Oh, there's only Tinky Winky left now. Don't forget to rescue Tinky.
No.
You can have a little drink now. What are they having to drink?
Water.
Just ordinary water. Sounds like a pussycat. Meow.
Meow.
Meow. You mean meow. Meow.
Meow.
They're a bit seasick, aren't they? They're being tossed about. Oh dear. Are you sure the water's warm?
Oh,
it's all running down your arm, isn't it? You're quite warm enough. You're very tall. When I see you standing in the bath. You're very tall. It doesn't seem long since you were too tiny to bath in this bath. I used to have a special little baby bath.
Me?
Yes.
This.
You don't remember that, do you?
No.
We had a little white plastic bath. And I used to have a special stand for it. I used to put the stand on, up, put the bath inside the stand.
Oh, downstairs and then I kicked the water on the floor.
No, you didn't know. It wasn't downstairs, it was up here. And I'd fill it with water and I'd test it with my elbow like that just to see if the water was the right temperature for a little baby. And I used to hold you in the sun with your head resting there. And I'd cradle you in the bath with that arm. And with this arm I'd wash you and put soap on you and rinse you. And you used to laugh and you used to kick and squeal. I didn't mean you used to kick me. I mean you used to kick and splash. You always loved baths. And one day I remember Nana and Auntie Tricia coming to see us when I was bathing you. And they were laughing so much at all. You were flinging water everywhere. Don't get any ideas now, because you're only left now, so it's not right.
Mummy,
can
I do something?
Can I
do
something on my baby? You have to tell your baby, oh yes, yes. And you didn't splash the other night. And I used to wash your hair every day. It didn't really need washing, so I used to do it because I like the smell of it. And you used to enjoy having your hair wet. And you used to play. Mm-hmm. You used to love our bath. And then he's still being a baby now. Now put your legs out on this side. Yes, yes. Yeah, she used to probably talk like that. How do babies talk? It used to be hard work because at the moment when you have a bath, I just put the plug in and I turn the tap on. Thomas, don't do that. That's naughty. No, it's not a baby. Thomas, stop it.
It's a baby.
It isn't a baby. You're not a baby. Stop it before I get very cross.
I'm a teddy.
At the moment, we just put the plug in and turn the taps on, don't we? Mm. So I used to have to fill this bath, and then when you got out of it, instead of pulling the plug, I used to have to tip it into this bath. And then when you got to be a little bit bigger, you used to have all the rubber bath mats in there to stop you slipping. And I used to put you in and you look so tiny in this big blue bath. I still used to have to go with you. You can get special treats for little babies in baths. No, if you're going to be a baby, I'm going to go. I think it's nearly time to get out, actually, because that water must be cold now.
It isn't.
You sure?
Sure. There!
Thomas, don't.
There, next to me.
The phone's ringing now.
I will get it.
Well, Daddy's downstairs, isn't he? He can get it.
The water went up to where it stopped, Mum.
Where did it go?
Up to there, Mum.
Where?
There.
Where? Oh, don't do that again. Thomas, please don't. You've been told not to. If you do, I shall break it off of
you. No, where the upper one is.
Pardon?
You don't know where my head is.
I don't know where your head is, I do. It's on top of your shoulders. It's a cheeky little head. Isn't it? Let's have a wash now, please.
Are you peeping through the door?
Pardon?
Why are you peeping through the door?
Because I wanted to know it was safe to come in. Right, could you put that down, please? Pop it down, please. That's it. Okay, wash your little arms.
Not quite big.
Not quite big, aren't they?
Look.
Yes.
Is it nearly at the roof?
Very nearly at the roof, right. There we are. And we have that tickle.
Do it like this.
Tickle, tickle.
Do it now.
Right, turn around. That's it. No, Thomas, no. Turn around. That's a good boy. That's it. Right, sit down again, please. One of you really loud. Can we have one pot, please?
Oh,
no, just one at a time, please.
Oh, yeah, we have to move.
Pardon? You're having lunch?
My foot is.
Your foot's having lunch?
I just need to have a long winder. After that, I'm coming to you.
Your voice sounds croaky. I can barely tell what you're saying. Can we lift your foot up, please?
Just, I got the last bit.
You're pretending to eat lunch, are you? Why is one of your ears very red? Does it hurt, Thomas?
No.
No, are you sure? Rinse your mouth shut now, please. Ooh, look at me, please. When I say look, you can keep your eyes shut, but lift your head up is what I mean. Eyes shut always, the soap will go in and it will sting. There we are. Wash all the worries of the day away then, Tom. Have you had any worries today?
No.
No? You've had a lovely day, have you? No worries?
What?
A happy little boy?
No.
You're not happy or you've no worries?
No worries.
No worries. Oh, that's wonderful. Still, isn't it?
Good.
Right, sit still now. We're going to do these teeth. Sit still, please. Brushy, brushy, brushy. Brush these nice teeth. Your ear looks the most peculiar colour. It's sort of white at the bottom, ever so red around the outside. You've not bumped it, have you?
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
When you said you fell at Lynn's house, you didn't bump your head or your ear, did you?
I didn't.
You didn't?
Yeah.
You did hurt your ear?
Yeah.
What did you fall on?
The floor. Oh,
the floor, and you landed on your ear?
Yeah.
Did you bump your head?
Well, I did.
Mmm. Oh, sit up, sit up.
Like that.
Like that long. I think I'm going to just take my makeup off there while you're in here. That'd be all right. No, don't do that.
It's the water.
Right. No, please. I think it's time you had swimming lessons, actually. Thomas, stop it, please.
Oh. Mummy, I learned swim lessons in here. You can't learn to swim in the bath.
We had a nice time when we went to Spain last year, didn't we? We were in the pool all the time, weren't we? Sit up, please.
I didn't like it in the big pool.
Did you not?
No.
You just liked the children's pool, didn't you? Well, it was a bit noisy and a bit busy in the big pool, wasn't it?
Hoffers!
Do you remember playing with that little girl? The little girl who spoke German?
Yeah.
And what did she have? She had a few toys, didn't she?
A ball.
Well, we had a ball, so we bought a ball for you, didn't we? What was on the ball? I can't remember now. Wasn't the Teletubbies, was it? Was it Winnie the Pooh?
No.
What was it?
Winnie the Pooh.
Was it Winnie the Pooh?
Yeah.
Thomas, please, sit still. Thomas.
I'm swimming.
You should tell me.
I'm swimming, Jimmy.
Because you were messing about.
No,
pardon?
I don't like it.
Well, no, but you're splashing. You're pretending to swim in the bath and it's you splashing. That's why the water's gone on your head. The water's gone everywhere. Why do you think I'm trying to stop you doing it? No, you can't, Thomas. This is a bath. As you're doing that, water is flying everywhere. It will end up going down the stairs. Look, you see, you're doing it again. You've been told not to do it. You're totally ignoring when you're doing your own thing. And then when you got your hair wet, you didn't like it and tried to blame somebody else. Didn't you?
I thought you.
Pardon?
Oh.
Is that better?
That's me sorted out.
How's you sorted out? You need sorting out, Thomas.
That's sorted out.
Pardon?
Sorted out.
I think really sorting out. You can hardly speak. Your voice sounds terrible. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Right. Back again. Okay, so that's it. That's it.
Can I just wipe my nose?
Yeah, well, I'll get you a tissue for that. Mm-hmm. We won't wipe that on the towel, will we? There we are.
No more.
No more. I'll wrap you in this, then I'll give your ears a quick wipe out with a cotton bud.
What?
Then you feel very slippy. The bubble bath must be different. It's the yellow one I put in tonight, and this is a little bit different, but you felt really slippery when I was picking you up there.
And you thought, what?
You did?
That yellow one in that brown thing.
Yeah, just smell it. It's called Oil of Evening Primrose. Yeah.
Mm.
And you see the picture of the flowers on the front?
Yeah.
Primroses. Yes, nice yellow flowers. I think they're spring flowers, aren't they? That's it. I'm just putting a cotton bud in your ear. That doesn't hurt, does it?
No.
No. There we are. Got to keep your ears nice and clean.
Why?
Because otherwise you won't hear what I'm saying to you. Perhaps that's the problem, Thomas.
Yeah.
Perhaps that's why you ignore me. I don't think it is really, do you?
Why?
I think you hear every word I say.
No, not sometimes.
Not sometimes?
No.
I thought you heard and just chose to ignore me. No? Does this ear hurt, Thomas?
No, just...
I'm only asking because it's so very, very red.
No, just... So, can you see brown marks in
Marks? Round marks or brown marks?
Round.
Round.
That's what I was scratching when we were in home, I guess.
You were scratching what, Levon?
My ear.
Why were you scratching it?
Because I just wanted to.
All right. You did? You're not scratching because it hurt?
No.
Or it tickled?
No.
You were just doing it because you felt like it. Fair enough.
Well, you know.
Pardon?
This what my mind dropped out.
Did you?
Yeah.
Right, stand up a minute. Stand on this towel. That's it.
Robbie Williams tickled on mummy.
Robbie Williams tickled mummy, did he?
Robbie Williams did it. Robbie Williams, Barbie Williams. What's Roddy going to do? Reach for the stars. The fire engine, the fire engine. Everybody look at the fire engine.
I don't think that was Robbie Williams that sang Reach for the Stars. That was Steps, wasn't it?
Reach to the stars. What a da-da-da-da. So reach for the stars. Da-da-da-da-da. Reach for the stars. Reach for the stars.
Very good. Right, can we stand back in?
I'm doing something standing up.
Oh, you're throwing that sock again, are you? Thomas, put a sock in it.
It's sucking the sock.
Do you know what that means? Put what? A sock in it. If somebody says, put a sock in it, they mean, keep quiet.
Mummy.
Yeah, don't mess with it now. No, no.
Because when it goes like that, now we're going to get it. Runs around my feet, could he?
No. Be careful because the bathroom floor is wet, Tom. I don't want you slipping and hurting yourself.
But when it goes flat like that, and shout me, and then that means you are dead on me or Purdy.
Come on then.
Did you see it?
Yes.
It's me. It's right. Me.
Stand over there, please. Come on, let's get ready for bed. You need to get dressed now. You've got to have to the bath. Okay. So let me go and get a nice dry towel. I'll hang this up here. It's your favourite colour, that towel. Isn't it?
Yes, Mum.
Will you stand at
that? Days.
Pardon?
I swap days.
What do you mean you swap days?
I swap days when milk or not.
Oh, I see. You alternate. Some days you want milk, some days you don't. So is it a milk turn tonight?
Yep.
Yep.
So I do that Robbie Williams thing again. Shall I get in bed?
No, I don't think so.
Please but watch me then, won't you? Watch me, won't you? Please, can you watch me?
I can watch you.
Oh, thanks. Can you make me laugh? Da-da-da-da-da!
I think you're getting to, you get too giddy before bedtime, Thomas, and then you can't sleep.
Right, do this.
Put your pyjamas on. Careful. There we are. Your hair looks nice, doesn't it? Nice and brushed. There we go.
Mummy, nice and scratched.
Oh, if you do that, I've got to do it again. You silly Billy. Won't you? Okay, let's have a little look at it. Oh, that's very nice.
I'm sorry. I need to go to Robbie Williams. Oh, boy, the girl. Got a today.
No, don't start doing that, Thomas.
So,
the fire engine.
Everybody look at the fire engine. Hush, pipe, sirens, flickety lights, bells, and the quick little bright telescope and ladders, bringing up the races. That wheel is a flagstone test. Red, blue, or white. Colour should be day or night. Leave the sun different, so happy in the sun. The fire red yet.
No, Thomas, no. You? You're just giggling now, aren't you?
I want to stop.
You want to stop? I think I want you to stop.
I'll do it like this. The fire engine like that.
Yeah, just gently. Not
the fire!
You can't do anything gently. Oh, mind you, only bumped your head.
I do it like this. The fire engine.
You can't do anything quietly.
The fire engine!
You bounce so much, you'll either go through the ceiling or your bed will go straight through downstairs. And Daddy will be sitting watching telly, reading the newspaper, and you'll land on his head. And if you knock his coffee over, I shall tickle you.
You then knock his coffee over. Oh, tickle me. Tickle me. Tickle me. I don't realize it. Peach do you start like that?
Okay.
Peach do you start? Peach do you start?
Right, say goodnight.
Goodnight. The
Toodles a taxi. Okay. This was Mummy's book when she was a little girl.
You like it now?
It's your book now, yes.
You can lie down if you want.
I'm going to. I'm just going to get the pajamas and actually, Thomas. Do you want to just look at the book while I do that? Mummy's bedtime, but I am quite tired, and let's get into my pajamas or dressing gown. I can read you a nice story, can't I? Okay.
Here you go, palmies.
Palmies? What does palmies mean?
Means, come on, you jarmies.
Oh, jarmies, jarmies. Palmies, palmy jarmies. What does Grandad call them?
Palmies.
Palmers? Jim Jams?
Yeah.
Grandad Bielby calls them Jim Jams, but what does the other Grandad call them? Jarmies?
Yeah.
Jarmies, that's right.
Not Jim Jams.
Jim Jams. Mine have got flowers on and yours have got...
fire engines. That
fire
wrong.
Yes, we know. Right, so we're going to read this book.
Where is it?
Where is it? I would imagine it's in your hand.
Look.
Perhaps this is it, underneath your bottom.
It's the bed cover.
Is it the bed cover? Right. Come on, let's have a look at the book. Right, thank you.
I was sitting on it.
Really? Right. I'm Toodles the taxi. I'll give you a ride. Put up your hand and jump inside. Just watch the meter, you'll see the fare. Distance, no object. Go anywhere.
At McDonald's.
You can go to McDonald's, yes. I'm Umpus the Omnibus. I never shirk, taking my passengers home from their work. I dash through the streets in the wind and the rain, and back to the depot when night comes again.
What do you think's in the depot?
Buses.
Buses. And how do you know it's night time?
I can see the scowly moon.
You can see the moon? I'm going to sneeze now. Excuse me. Excuse me. Did that frighten you?
Why?
Was a bit like that, wasn't it? I'm Tony the tractor. I work on the land. A farmer sits on me and gives me a hand. I'm tied to the plough that turns the rich soil. And my life, it seems, is one round of...
toil.
Toil. That's hard work, isn't it? I'm Archie... Where's it gone?
Thanks, Anakin. I was just leave you like that.
I was reading I'm Archie the Ambulance, but the picture's of a steamroller, isn't it? Right, let's move that. The page has fallen out and it's been put back in the wrong place.
I did it.
You did it. I thought you might have done. I'm Archie the Ambulance.
No, I won't.
No, because you'll rip the book, Thomas. I know the page. Well, you can take that, but look, don't rip it. It's an old book, remember. Okay. I'm Archie the Ambulance. Sounding my bell. Bandages ready, a stretcher as well. Straight from the hospital out to the town, where someone, it seems, has just been knocked down.
And then there's another ambulance, isn't there?
No. I'm Larry the Lorry and I'm full of tricks. Often you see me tipping up bricks. Sometimes it's timber I take on the road, but always I carry a very big load.
What?
Ah, here's the steamroller one. I'm Stumbles the steamroller, clumsy and slow. What are you doing?
Dude,
what are you doing?
What's that?
But I can't read the words, Tonga.
But then...
No, you're going to damage
them. No, I want you to say it's Archie the Ambulance when it's a steamroller.
Oh, you want me to say it's Archie the Ambulance when it's a steamroller. I'm Archie...
And then you could move on and then I say, I'm Archie the Ambulance.
I'm Archie the Ambulance, sounding my bell. Bandages ready, a stretcher as well. Straight from the hospital, out to the town, where someone, it seems, has just been knocked down. I'm Stumbles the steamroller, clumsy and slow, flattening the road out wherever I go, sending out clouds of dirty black smoke, making my driver splutter and choke. We've done Larry the Lovely, haven't we? Oh, I'm Coco the caravan, towed by a car. Two wheels to rest on and carry me far. Windows with curtains, a real home from home. A warm, friendly welcome, wherever I roam. I'm Binky the bicycle, pedalling fast. A large van in front, I cannot get past. I'm sounding my bell, but he cannot hear. So I'll just play safe and keep in the rear. I'm Morris the motor, a bright shiny blue, and you'd be surprised at the things I can do. I carry five people with luggage besides, and everyone says, 'twas such a nice ride. Right, which other one shall we do? We won't do them all. Which one?
Me.
Yes?
Is there another ambulance?
No, there isn't another ambulance. Right, we've got, who have we got? Let's have a look and see who we've got. We've got Minnie the Milk Float.
We did do
Archie the Ambulance.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Monty the Motor Coach. We've got him. We've got Roy the Removal Van. Colin the Cattle Truck. Mickey the Mail Van. Willie the Water Cart. Ronnie the Railway Dray. Timbo the Trolley Bus. Cuthbert the Coal Cart. Oh, you like that one, don't you? Who's that?
Thanks.
The Billy the Baker's van. Minky the motorbike. Biffo the bulldozer. Ike the ice cream van. Oh, suppose we better do that one.
The fire engine!
Shh. I'm Flashy the fire engine, off to a blaze. I'll soon put the fire out while folks stop and gaze. dashing through busy streets, clanging my bell, carrying hosepipe and fireman as well. And that's the last one. Should we do the last one in the book?
Yeah.
I'm Terry the Tanker.
No, I don't want to.
Don't you? You don't want any more?
No, I don't want to do.
Flicking through the book.
No, I wanted to do this.
You want the Archie the Ambulance with the steamroller picture, don't you? Because you find that hysterical. And Archie the Ambulance.
I'm not going to do this. I don't know where it is now.
Don't screw it up. I'm Archie the Ambulance, sounding my bell. Bandages ready, a stretcher as well. Straight from the hospital, out to the town. Where someone, it seems.
Just been knocked down.
It's just been knocked down. Right, come on, it's time to go to bed now. Okay, let's put that...
You missed one.
Which one?
This one.
I didn't.
Look, there's another ambulance.
No, it's the same ambulance. It's Archie the ambulance. Oh, Thomas. Right, would you like a drink of milk now it's ready?
Of course I would.
Right, there you are. Then you sit up there.
What is it?
Shh, sit up.
What's
it
on your head?
It's not my head. It's not being your head either. There you are.